Peyton, a lot of people just wondering about how you were physically, if there was any kind of injury that you've been dealing with other than just football stuff.
No, I had that, you know, one thigh injury. Somebody said that I had two thigh injuries. That would be news to me. So I've had that one thigh injury that I had in the San Diego game that just kind of hung around. But, you know, I felt like I tried to manage it. You know, I felt like I could manage it, you know, completed some passes, won some games with it. And so it kind of hung around, just that one thigh. But there's nothing more to it than that. And felt good with it coming into the game today.
Yeah, Peyton, can you talk about there's numerous long passes you tried there in a row even in the first half?
I mean those were my decisions. A couple of them were called to go that way. A couple of them have some other options with it and some shorter passes with it, and I ended up taking some long shots. So anytime you lose a game, you always look to some incompletions and throws you'd like to have back. I know I had two to Emmanuel where I thought, he was open, and I thought I could have hit him and just overthrew him by a little bit. So those two in particular you'd like to have back. I thought they probably could have been potential touchdown plays. And then some other ones, yeah, possibly probably should have, gone to a shorter throw.
Peyton, where's your mindset right now with next year?
Yeah, my mindset right now is just disappointment after today's game. So, you know, I haven't, Dave Logan asked me about it after the game. And, you know, like I said, I didn't have a great answer for him. So I'm disappointed. I kind of need to process this game. And, we'll meet tomorrow I need to process this game. So I'm disappointed right now is what I am. I guess I just can't give that simple answer that I hadn't processed. I'm processing it. So I can't say that. I could not say that.
How effectively do you feel you played today? And
not well, not good enough. Didn't play well enough. I give them a lot of credit. Their defense played well, and their defense forced us into some bad execution. But I thought we had some chances as well, and thought I could have played better.
And describe how you feel like you played the second half of the season. I mean, from the Saints game on.
I didn't play as well consistently in the second half of the season. I can't give you a great reason for that, but played well at times, but probably not consistently, and certainly didn't play as consistently in the second half of the season as I did in the first half of the season.
Do you feel like that's a function of age or something?
You know, like I said, I know I've used this line before. I can't give you I'm not smart enough to be able to answer every single question about reasons for things. But, I think I am I've always taken a pretty – accurate look and fair evaluation, of myself. I think I'm as honest with myself as anybody else is, and probably as critical of myself as anybody else is. And didn't play well enough today, and didn't play well enough, consistently in the second half of the season, especially in the games, that we lost. And those are things that you'd like to be able to play better.
On third down in particular, the offense struggled through, especially the first three quarters. Was there anything in particular the Colts were doing?
No, they do a good job on third down. They've done a good job on third down all season. And you got to execute. You got to be sharp in your execution, and got to be able to make plays. And I didn't think I made enough plays. And offensively, we just thought they were better than us on third down.
Hey, Peyton, what surprised you? Now, looking back at that game, what surprised you just in general?
Well, after the first drive, certainly we felt good about that. So I guess it was kind of surprising after that we sort of had this, kind of level off and not as sharp as execution. We felt like we had a good week of practice and felt good coming into the game and took that first drive, that practice to that first drive. And then after that, I thought their defense played well, and I thought our offense just didn't execute as well. So, like I said, every game, not a whole lot surprises you in football anymore because every game can go different directions, but you certainly didn't see it, turning that way after that good first drive.
Peyton, an extremely talented roster. But the seasons, the last three, have ended in extreme disappointment. Can you put your finger on why this team can't get over the hump?
Well, no, it's just disappointing. I mean, everybody would love to win their, you know, last game of the season in a championship game. And so it's competitive football out there. And, you know, you have to play well every single time you play, especially in the postseason. If you don't play as well as you possibly can against good football teams, it's hard to win. So I'd say in the games that we've lost, we haven't played well enough. And the football teams that we've played have been good. That usually it's hard to win games that way.
High standards, lofty expectations. Is the disappointment any different whether you the last game you lose is a Super Bowl or the first game of the playoffs?
I don't think so. No, I think it's very disappointing. You know, it's, I've always said it's kind of, you know, the only way to soften the blow sometimes is if you, you know, win your last game in the regular season and you miss the playoffs. You know, you can kind of feel good in that locker room. I don't think I've ever really been a part of that, maybe one time. So if you get in the playoffs and you get in the competition, you know, it's, it is, there's only one team that's going to leave happy. You know, I don't think Pittsburgh's any less disappointed than we are, and whoever loses next week between New England and Indy is not going to be any, you know, happier, you know, than we are. So that's football. That's you know, when you sign up for it, I guess if you don't want to potentially deal with the disappointment, then you shouldn't play. You don't play at all. So we all know what we want, and you want to keep playing. You want to win your last game, and it's disappointing when it doesn't come true.
Were there times today when you saw some opportunities there, but physically it just wasn't there?
I don't think so, no.
How have you seen Adam Gase kind of develop the last couple of years with him? And is he ready to take on a bigger role if a team offers him the opportunity?
Yeah, I've addressed that earlier a couple weeks ago, so probably check some old notes on that. But Adam has been great, you know, for me as a play caller, and I thought he called some really good plays today, and I thought I wish I could have executed the plays he called better.